Today's country, Froggy 92.9, Rob and Joss in the morning. The Froggy 92.9 $5,000 fugitive is on the loose and left us a little present yesterday, Jocelyn.
An envelope on the hood of the Froggy van with our receipt in it from the other night at Kin, which had been stolen.
Now, this is handwritten and it's printing.
Mm-hmm. Handwritten on the envelope. What did it say?
It said, "Enjoyed your meal?" Question mark. Joss seemed to enjoy. And by the way, two is a number two.
Mm-hmm.
To enjoy the ice cream.
You found us a handwriting analysis expert.
Yeah, Steve Fisher is with us right now. He is a graphologist, and apparently analyzing handwriting can be used to legally identify people and also reveal one's personality. So, Steve, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, it's a forensic science. It's, you know, as exciting as they might make it on TV shows, the large amount of my work seems to be with employee fraud and, you know, embezzlement and cheating spouses. What I would suggest is take what I'm going to say and apply it to the people who you run across in your daily life, and then, I guess, ask them this phrase or something to help you get the money back, I guess. But the first thing I would tell you looking at this is that, look at that, there's a lot of straight lines, and that really says it all. This is a very black and white person. This is not a person who wavers in the middle or, you know, fluctuates or something like this. They have an opinion. I don't know if this would be somebody who I'd really voluntarily want to go out and hang out with. I don't see them as being a terribly fun person.
They're not fun. They're very serious, huh?
Oh, absolutely. There's no look at the spacing of the letters. There's no connection. This is a person who has built barriers between them and their family and their coworkers. They're very much their own person, and they're off on their own, kind of doing their own thing. Look at the O. The O is really fascinating. You don't see something like that very often. I would almost look at somebody who had a military or even a private school background. They demand attention.
Today's country, Froggy 92.9, we're talking to Steve Fisher, who is a graphologist.
Analyzing the Froggy 92.9 $5,000 fugitive's handwriting.
What about the number two instead of spelling out two? What does that tell you?
This is a person who has kids or is surrounded by kids. But there has been, in their tight, regimented little universe, there's been some influence. There's been some overflow. Look at the J. You know, they dotted the J, which for them is probably pretty darn wild. But then it's almost like they caught themselves being, you know, open and free-flowing, and they shut themselves down. I would look at somebody who perhaps is in middle management but considers themselves to be in upper management.
All right, Steve. Hey, but we really appreciate your insight into the handwriting here. Steve Fisher, graphologist. Thank you so much.
Take care, guys.
8:47, Rob and Joss in the morning.
If you'd like to see that fugitive envelope with their handwriting on it, that's at froggy929.com, and they all but admitted that they will be at the Butter and Egg Days parade tomorrow, staring at us.
Christine is in for...